Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're getting into your hottest sex and relationship questions. Are you struggling with commitment issues? Wondering if polyamory is the answer to your marital dissatisfaction? How do you get over a toxic relationship from your past? Plus, tips for hot period sex. Yes, what? It can be hot. I'm with Anderson. All this and more. Thanks for listening. If you're anything like me, you have a love-hate relationship with your sex toys. You love using them. You love having orgasms with them. But you hate cleaning them up after. I get it. Cleaning is a drag. Even back when we were kids, cleanup was always the worst part of playtime. But now that we're adults and our toys have evolved past Legos and troll dolls, cleaning up is more than just good manners. It's actually a matter of sexual health. That's why I'm in love with my UV. It's a beautiful locking storage box that also charges and sanitizes sex toys at the same time. There's literally nothing else like it on the market. Here's how it works. When you're done using a toy, simply rinse or wipe it down. Put the toy into the UV box, plug the toy's charger into the built-in USB port, and close the lid. That's it. In just 10 minutes, UV's patent-pending UVC light kills 99.9% of the harmful bacteria, leaving your toy completely sanitized. You can just leave it in there where it will charge and be totally ready for you the next time you use it. So UV is in final production, and you can help bring it to life. Right now, you can order your own UV and support its development on Kickstarter.com. As UV's biggest fan, they asked me to be the spokesperson for the crowdfunding campaign. So check out the video I just made for the Kickstarter page. I explain everything you need to know. If you pre-order through Kickstarter, there's some great perks available, including a bundle with a toy from Laylo. You know, the luxury toy manufacturer. I'm even part of the perks. You can get an autographed copy of my book, have lunch with me here in LA, or even sit in on a recording of the podcast. To get in on the action, click the UV banner on my site or go to uvclean.com. That's uveeclean.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. God, there's a lot of stuff to do there now. We update it every day. Every day. Good content. Great content. Great content. Anything you want to learn about sex, we've got blogs that go up. We've got videos. We've got articles. You're going to love it there. Plus, so easy to keep up with us there. And sexwithemily.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. the newsletter, our social media, because we have a lot of fun on social, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board. And also shop my store while you're there. I have all my favorite things I talk about on the show. You can now do it on the store and support our great sponsors while you're reading all the great content. It's going to be a good time. Check it out.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Christmas is around the corner, dude. Hey, Anderson.
Hi.
How you doing? Are you getting ready for Christmas? Like, do you have a tree? What are you doing? Can you have a tree with a newborn?
Yeah, I just bought a tree. I think so. What? No.
I don't know. I don't think they stick new pins in their eyes.
I'm careful not to go on too many message boards. It's like, never take a child into a place where there's
peanuts.
Totally,
dude.
I was taken. I'm here.
Right. We survived a lot of dirt.
I love
this
time of year,
though. We have no seatbelts.
Fires in the fireplace. I love it because it gets cold where I live. I sound like a wuss. It gets like low 40s where I live at night, which is cold for the house.
More than here where you live in the south?
Out in the valley. It gets colder out there. A little colder, a little hotter. Yeah. And I did find myself Googling are Duraflame logs safe for kids, and I felt like kind of a wuss while doing so.
Dude,
but
dad.
I'm not burning any wood in there for sure. Duraflame logs come back safe, so yeah, a little Duraflame.
That's good.
Got the tree up on the table on the dining room table, so the kid can't.
There
the dogs
go.
Can't pee on it that way. Yeah.
Oh, I miss the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Hey, I offered for you to watch the dogs a couple weeks, and you're like, I can't do it.
I'm
being Emily. I'm being too Emily right now.
To Emily.
Which means you got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
You're busy
but things are settled. That's true. But things are kind of settling down.
You're like
right
the
now.
Dr. Drew of women as far as work goes. You got so much stuff going on.
I know. It's funny because, I was just talking to him before the show and he's like, I got so much going on. My head's spinning. I'm like, you like it that way.
That's how he enters, but every time he would walk in the love line, four out of five nights, he'd come in and go, I'm so tired. I've been working so much. It's like, all right, Drew, we all know.
He loves it.
You stand and you talk. Stop it. When was the last time you did laundry? That's what I did all day. All right. That's work, right?
Laundry's a big pain. Yes.
Yeah. Mopping the floors. Am I, vacuuming? When was the last time you vacuumed, Drew? Stop it. Okay.
Dude, he's supporting a family.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to get a tree here, people.
Get a tree.
I've never had a tree in my entire life.
Comes with being Jewish. You should get a tree, though.
I know, but I always
just
wanted
for decoration.
One.
Yeah.
So I
have
to tell you a story that, growing up, it was really. It was not like we were super, super Jews, My parents weren't like, no, trees
but
are bad.
But they didn't do Christmas.
No. So when I was 7 years old, six, when did you stop believing about Santa? It was the year before
when
you stopped
believing. You find the stash of presents that turn out to come from Santa.
Okay. So you must be six or seven. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I hung up a stocking. I went and bought a stocking with my allowance. And I in sparkles wrote my name on it. And I hung it on the chimney.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up in the morning and I came downstairs.
There's
hoping
a dreidel inside.
No, there was peanuts. My dad had apparently poured not even poured a jar of Planters peanuts in it.
Like they weren't even
cold.
They
it's
were
like,
shelled.
Like Charlie Brown with
they
coal.
Weren't even in the shell.
No, they were. They weren't even in the shell. They weren't even in the shell. They were just peanuts. I'm like, this is what Santa does.
No,
he
doesn't do that.
It was such a bummer. And I've always wanted a tree. And then I remember when I was little going to the mall. And sitting on Santa's lap, I'd be listen, is it okay I'm Jewish? Because
wait, would you just wait in line by yourself or your mom would go?
My mom, would she let me sit on the lap with the Santa? And I'd sit there and I'd be like, okay, listen, I'm Jewish. Is that cool? I'd clear it with him. I'm because I really want a cat. Uh-huh. I want a kitty.
Right.
And he was like, no, I'm down. Never got the cat.
Never got the cat. See, that's a weird thing, too.
It's a bummer because growing up
lie to your kid.
Yeah, you do. And also, when you're Jewish as a kid, I'm not saying, everyone's like, oh, but you get 8 presents. Yeah, not if you're my mom and you get, one day you get a pair of socks. The second day you might not get anything. We forgot. I wasn't abused, believe me. It's fine.
It
starts, I had a bad.
I think Hanukkah starts Christmas Eve
it
this
does,
year.
It does, which is kind of weird.
It's weird, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. But Hanukkah, the thing about
isn't Hanukkah kind of a
it's a
not
kid's
even
holiday.
Big, it's not that big of a
no,
deal.
No,
right?
It's not a
but
religious holiday like Christmas is for you all.
Jewish people want, they're sick of their kids going through what you went through, so they're trying to make it a bigger deal.
Yeah, maybe.
It's weird how they always overlap, though, right? The Christian holidays, the Jewish holidays, is always a competition, like Passover and Easter. They're two totally separate things.
I know. But they do overlap. Passover is more. Every holiday is actually more.
What
meat
is Passover
meat
about?
Or religious. Passover.
The celebration of killing Jesus?
No.
No. That'd be weird.
No. Passover is about the bread, when our temple was burnt down and then the oil that was lit so we could make our leavened and unleavened bread. We had
Are you sure
bread.
That's not... That's not Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is all about the oil that lasted for 8 days,
right? The oil that lasts for 8 days, but the bread is also about, that is true.
That's sad
about the oil.
You guys get oil for 8 days and we get Santa.
Yeah, we had the oil that lasted, but also, maybe I did say, but what I'm saying is it's about the bread for the temple that we didn't have enough whatever to cook on the thing. We had to eat unleavened bread, that's why we eat matzah,
you relate
we don't eat bread.
To Adam Sandler's song quite a bit? The Hanukkah song?
Yeah, I love the Hanukkah song.
I bet you do, right?
Yeah, I mean,
there
I,
go. That's
like
my childhood.
20 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's so true. Do you guys know the Adam Sandler song?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Of course. He makes new verses. Actually, speaking of Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew made the last version.
I heard
version.
He made it.
He was
Are
a part
serious?
Of it.
Dr.
Yeah, he was
Drew,
in the last
half
one.
Jew or whatever he said, right?
Yeah. It was something about needing somebody needs to be fixed. You know who is a Jew? Dr. Drew.
Yeah, it's true. So. So that was a bummer, but you know, hey, I'm fine with it, but great being a Jew. Okay, let's keep going. So I don't really do anything with it, but we are going to get a tree.
Get a tree.
And we're going to hang a bunch of dildos on it and cock rings.
Are you really?
No.
Are you
that's
really?
That's so obvious.
I think you might.
We might. Well, that's what we have around here. What else we got? Unless we're going to get some decorations. I don't know. Yeah. We're going to use what we have.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
You get candy what? Canes the shape
no,
of
we
dicks?
Should. I don't know who. We got to arrange it here. We have a holiday party. We're going to a spa.
But hey, if you're trying to think of a gift, even if, you know, you got a significant other and you're going to get them a number of gifts, I used to go overboard a little bit, throw in a sex toy. Make
Why
sure
not?
One of them is a sex toy, yeah.
Listen to me. If you are married and you're in a committed relationship or you're dating for even a few months, it doesn't matter. Like, I know you want to do something that's fun and sexy and sexual. Maybe you've been wanting to, like, spice it up. Get everything I've talked about. This is a holiday where you can, like, do it and feel really good about it. Like, get him, if you want to get something nice, get him, like, a really nice toy. Or you could just get him, like, a nice bottle of lube as a stocking stuffer. But get something sexual that shows that you're thinking about your sex life and that you find them attractive and hot and, you know, it's something new to use. And I think it's a great idea. Go to our website. Mm. Do that. We love you. Okay. Sex in the news.
Let's do it.
You ready for it?
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks. Let's go.
Speaking, well, okay.
Last week I had your sex in the news.
I know.
You implanted yourself
if,
in
what
the story.
What if I start having a lot of sex? And
I like the idea of you being like a weather a caster, but you're just talking about your own sex. A lot of dicks in the future. I got 3 dates coming up next week.
I have some Bumble dates.
It's going to be a wet one.
Yeah,
it's going to be a wet one. Right.
I like it.
I like it too. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, that is good. If this,
I think we need more Emily sex.
Well, I'm back. I told you that. News. Like my you know that the saying, I was saying like my pilot light is up, but the taxi cab light's back. You know, the light goes off when
there's
you're
a
not
A lot
looking,
of, yes.
Whatever those
you can,
metaphors.
Right.
But I do feel like I was sort of working on myself the last few months, which I've never, you know, and now I'm like, not really excited to date. But now I'm like, whoa, I'm out there. So maybe Sex in the News will be all about my sex escapades.
Escapades.
Knowing that you do experts. Laundry, you might appreciate the Sex in the News story.
I hate laundry.
Didn't know that
yes,
about
I
you.
Yes, I do it a lot.
Yeah. Men who don't do household chores tend to get cheated on.
I heard this on TMZ.
Oh, really? Is that where you get your news?
Yeah, that's where I get most all of my news. And they're talking to a playmate about it out in front of Hyde. And then she said that she gives her, make sure that she gives out blowjobs every day. Yeah, but she had no good information. Neither did TMZ because it's not a good news source. So
wait, who said that?
Some playmate. I don't know.
Okay, she gives blowjobs every day, so she doesn't say it. Sorry.
Yeah, something along those lines.
My phone just popped up on my computer.
No, but I've heard for a while that like wives and significant others, like female,
so
the ladies,
so many
studies. They like to see the man doing chores.
It's true. Huh. Just help around the house, right? So female users. There was a study that came out, and they said attention boyfriends in a committed, loving relationship might be a good idea to put on dishwashing gloves and grab a little bottle of Lysol. A new study found that men who don't pull their weight tend to get cheated on. Now, you know, I guess there's a million different ways we've seen these studies, but this might get you guys to go home and empty the dishwasher. I don't know. They surveyed 10,000 female users, and 73% of women cheat on their husbands because they're married to lazy duds who don't vacuum enough or do chores. 86% express a deep and profound saltiness towards their husband's inability to pull his weight in domestic tasks.
Yeah, and it's not even about them doing all the work. It's
right.
When
sharing.
I say them, I mean ladies as a whole. It's also... I can feel the shame that my wife has in me for living in filthy conditions. Like, how can you live like this? And then she looks at me like I'm a dirty person. So if it's not bothering me, but it's bothering her, she's thinking, oh, he just lives in filth and he's fine with it. So there's that too.
Oh, interesting. Are you a dirty person?
Dirtier than she is. She gets a little bit OCD.
Okay. Well, that's good, actually, to be with someone who's a little neater than you
because
they inspire you. But I just think they inspire you to be cleaner.
A lot of the time, like, you know, like today, I'm out for 12 hours. I'm doing like 4 or 5 shows today. And then by the time I get home, I'm sure that she will have cleaned up while I'm out there.
Right.
Because I am kind of a tornado. It's nice. But then I'll pick up for the rest of the week. And I do all the laundry. I do all the dishes.
Yeah, you're good.
Take
you
out
were
the trash.
Just talking about how you were
She didn't even
baby.
Know where the trash was. Like when you take it out to the street, she took out our neighbor's trash when I was at camp. I'm like, honey, that's not our trash. She had no idea where we kept our trash.
That's sweet.
That's good,
See,
right?
No, you're good, Anderson. I'm not worried about you. She's not
I change all the diapers for the most part. 90% of the diapers, me.
Wow. Yeah. Did you wake up in the middle of the night?
He peed on the wall today.
He did?
Yes, and I was running late, and I'm like, all right, I'll change him real quick before I leave. And he threw up when I was changing him. And then I had the diaper off. We have it off for maybe 5 seconds while I'm reaching for the other one. I do it real quick in case of the pee. And he used that 5 seconds to – that was his entire pee. Was it that five
on
seconds?
The wall. All, not on the wall. You, though. That's better because you didn't have
behind
to
the changing tables, all like dripping down. Awful.
Probably not the first time. Shouldn't you just have the walls like made of like plastic on the walls?
You'd think, yeah. I just got to get, I can't let him even have 5 seconds of freedom with that peen because he will
pee. How is the peen? Is he touching the penis yet or anything? No, that doesn't happen for like another 16 years.
There are like baby erections.
No, they do.
So, like it's
there's
weird.
Baby
yeah, like
what?
The nurse erections? Like warned us. Like a newborns a lot of time will have, it's like, ah, that's creepy. I don't like that.
I don't like that either. But that's sweet that you're changing all the diapers. What a different world we live in. Think about it. 30 years ago, was your dad changing all your diapers?
I doubt it. Probably not.
No.
He was probably banging the secretary.
My brother did
right?
too. Right. Well, exactly. Because he wasn't doing
the
housework.
God, I was born in the wrong era. It's just the worst.
No, the best.
The
you're
worst.
So much well suited for this era.
No, the 60s would have been like Mad Men and or now, right now, if I was younger, with all the Tinder and all this stuff the world
both
was talking about. I was
happy. You would have drank yourself to death.
Fucking 90s with the fear
you
of AIDS.
You would be dead.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. We got AIDS.
Yeah, it was everyone
thanks
was terrified
so
of AIDS.
The only
women that I got to bang, I think I talked about on the show, were like women with death wishes. Those are the only ones that wanted to have sex.
Right. It was women a scary time. Yeah. It was so scary. Like AIDS.
Every girl I had sex was so damaged.
Cary Grant, like Cover People magazine. Like I'll never forget that.
Cary Grant had AIDS?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
No, Cary Grant.
Wasn't it Cary Grant? Rock Hudson.
Very
so
different.
Yeah. Sorry.
Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson was like the member.
Because he was gay. Yeah,
he was gay. He was gay.
Freddie Mercury, yeah.
Yep. And there was all these things, and it was like, it was really, really scary.
The singer for Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Magic Johnson,
that was
dude.
That was the first thing I remember. Yeah. Yeah. Magic Johnson. That
but
was
he
a little
cured,
later.
He cured AIDS with $100 bills. He blends them up and injects them. That's what they said in South Park. That's how he cures them.
South Park knows. That's a good source of information. okay. So.
He just blends up $100 bills and injects it. That was his cure for AIDS. That was an episode of South Park. It was genius.
I love South Park. Yeah, thank you. That is genius. But AIDS, yeah, you're right. We grew up with AIDS, and right after the 70s when everyone was.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, no, it's a bummer. Condoms.
Like if we got to choose when to be born, especially for those of us, you know, who like to the strange and you know to having you know a lot of different relationships and whatnot. Like if we were looking like you know back in the let's say it's the 50s and like what era would you like to not be born in? We would have picked our era.
I think everyone would pick the era they were born in.
I would much rather be young and on Tinder
right now.
I like
the 70s. No. See?
70s were fucked up, though, right?
I love the 70s.
Yeah?
Yeah, the 70s were the best.
Free love.
Yeah, the whole thing, the music, the clothes. I love the
70s. 70s? Really?
Yeah, I love the 70s. I was there for a little bit.
You're
it was
odd.
Fun.
The only good thing that came out of the 70s was film. The rest of it was shit.
But I think that was the best time of my life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wear bell bottoms?
And I went dark after that. My parents got divorced.
Did you wear the bell bottoms?
Now I do. Then I did. I was too young. I was
did
a
you
baby.
Have your hair parted in the middle?
I still do. Mm-hmm. I'm a 70s chick. I'm a hippie.
All right.
Okay. So we got that cleared. And I just accept where I'm at in life. I don't look back and wish there was anything different.
Okay. Yeah, that's what makes you
moment.
You.
Yes.
I regret every single moment. I regret where I parked just now. I thought about
are
three or four different times.
About the Rite Aid parking lot? Why?
I'm not real pleased with the place that I parked.
Why?
Because my car might not start, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to
why
the block early.
Why would your car not start? I've got AAA. Why?
I got because the engine's dying. The battery's dying. I got regret about everything. But let's move forward. Let's talk about other stuff.
I have zero. It's interesting. Let's stop regretting. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Okay. Want to go into emails? We hear yes. other people's regrets. You can help them with that.
If we don't get to them soon, I'll regret it.
Oh, first, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Okay? I love you all. And you guys have been so awesome at supporting our sponsors. And they help keep the show free. So thanks for taking a moment and listening to what's going on with them. And we'll be right back. So back in August, our friends at Vibratech sent me a new toy to try out, which you know is one of the best perks of my job. However, it can also be challenging because let's be honest, not all toys are created equal. Well, thank God I loved it. You may remember Vibratech's Mystic Wand, my favorite compact massage wand. Well, I'm thrilled to tell you that it's now available in a rechargeable version. The Mystic Wand Rechargeable is truly the perfect evolution of the compact massager. Of course, it has the same soft round head that you love for external stimulation, but that's where the similarities end. The Mystic's curved handle is super comfortable and makes it so easy to get into just the right spot. And Vibratech added 3 vibration patterns and 3 power levels, making the Mystic Wand Rechargeable one of the most versatile compacts around. We've been so excited to tell you about the Mystic One Rechargeable, and now that it's finally here, I want you all to check it out. If you go to the video tab on my site, you'll see a clip of me checking it out for the first time. My team has also had the chance to try it for themselves, and it was unanimous. They all loved it. The Vibratex Mystic One Rechargeable is available now. You can learn more at Vibratex.com or by clicking on the Mystic One banner on my site. Hey, everyone. Hi. We're going to do emails here with Anderson.
Emails.
I love you all when you email me, so just remember.
If I wanted to send an email and have it read on air, how would I do that?
That's a great question. Thank you for answering. We've made it easier than ever now, Anderson. Mm-hmm. You actually can go right to the website.
Nice.
There's an Ask Emily tab. Click on that.
What is the website?
It says submit a question. Sexwithemily.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're actually sexwithemily across the board on all social media, Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff. But really, you go there, you fill out the form, you ask your question, hit send, gets right to us. And now, if you'd like to actually be called, we'll set up a time. We're gonna talk to you on the phone. You can say, yes, I'd like to be called. Check that box. Assistant producer Eddie will email you and set up a time, and we can talk to you live. We've done a few shows like that. They've been awesome. And also, if that's not your jam, you can also leave a voicemail.
Nice.
818-ASK-SWE1. Can't wait to hear from you.
818-ASK-SWE1.
Or 818, same thing, but if you don't know about the how to do the numbers, letters. Right. Remember when that was hard on the phone for a while?
Some certain like phones. I think it was the Androids.
Right. It was like, oh, I don't know.
For a while there, some of the cell phones
that
didn't have.
Now, right?
Yeah, I think
so I don't need to say 818-275-7931 is actually.
You might as well. You just said it right there. It's right there. How would I text with Emily? I guess I could do that, but the listeners aren't going to be texting with Emily. I just like it sounds like sex with Emily, text with Emily.
Text with Emily.
There's something there, right?
That's
you should
not
do
bad.
Something with it. All right, we'll figure that out.
Oh,
later.
And we're also, okay, I know I keep saying this, we are doing Facebook Lives, which was freaking blast last time we did it, but I've been gone so much, but just check out social media across the board. You know, we have like a 1.5 million followers on Facebook.
You have a lot of followers.
So go like us on Facebook if you haven't, but we'll let you know on all the other forums because I would love to take your questions there live as well. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm a 27-year-old female living in Denver, Colorado. I love the show. I'm having some life struggles with maintaining relationships. I continuously lose interest and break up with people after the honeymoon stage or continue to be in a relationship where I'm checked out in hopes of things getting better, which I know is wrong. I've dated not so great people in the past, so I guess in retrospect, this is a good thing, but I know that I have a deeper issue with commitment. My father was always very emotionally unavailable to me as a kid, especially when parents got divorced, and I believe that this, among other things, has caused me to be very harsh and disconnected with my relationships today. I can't seem to find a balance between protecting myself and being a strong woman versus being able to trust and open up to someone. I don't want to be like this anymore, but I seem to always find a way to push people away, and I'm beginning to worry that I will never find someone I can share my life with. I would love any advice you could give me, as well as books or materials I could read. Thank you, Charlotte.
How old is Charlotte?
Charlotte's 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love your self-awareness, Charlotte. I love that you're recognizing this pattern at 27 and that you want to do something about
right.
it.
Right. I mean, that's huge.
It is huge, right? And it just sounds like, yeah, there are some intimacy issues. You know where to track them back to. And it sounds like you're more like in your masculine protective energy than in your feminine energy. And you didn't learn how to trust men very well because right. of the relationship with your father. Of course, I'm going to say therapy. I think that it's really hard sometimes to work these things out
right.
on your own. But I've got to, what were you going to say?
It's a lot like having a car and knowing what the problem is. So it's great you can go to the mechanic and go, hey, I know it's the fan belt. I need it replaced. Doesn't mean you can't replace the fan belt, but it's good that you know what needs to be replaced. So you're halfway there,
exactly.
but you need the therapist to actually do the
totally.
The mechanic work.
Anderson, that was beautiful.
You could have worded it a little bit better.
No,
I have some regrets about
saying.
The way that I worded it.
No, but I think that's a great point, is that a lot of us, and God knows I've been through this. I've been with Charlotte. I was in the same boat. And
I have so
I
many
really
friends
thought,
and that like they're going through the same ship, but they have no idea.
No idea.
And I have to explain it to them, and they think that I'm a genius, and they start falling in love with me. I'm like, that's not the point here.
Right, intimacy issues, right. whatever it is. But I love Charlotte. I mean, you're just very articulate. You know what the problems are and issues are. And I think we often think that we're strong enough that we should be able to solve it on our own, much like people with addiction think like, oh, I just can handle it. But you just sometimes you got to bring, you need some help. You need someone else to help you sort through this. Just because you've pinpointed it. But also, intimacy is such an important part about building healthy relationships. And we're not taught this early in life. We're not taught how to communicate in relationships. We don't have the best examples, especially, you know, your parents are divorced, your dad, you know, wasn't emotionally available, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn. This is a learned skill. It's a learned skill how to be in a healthy relationship, which again, I didn't know this in my 20s. I just started figuring some of this stuff out, you know, yesterday with the guy.
With Enrique last week.
Yeah, my guy on the beach. So let me say this. We all love the honeymoon stage, you know? Everyone.
That's totally normal.
It's totally normal to love the honeymoon stage. We hate when that, like, new relationship fades. We just want another one. We want the quick fix.
Also, like, when the honeymoon's phasing and a relationship that works, Emma, it should be replaced with something more meaningful.
Right.
So if you're not getting that fulfillment from anything that's replacing the honeymoon phase and the excitement phase, then maybe these guys aren't for you either.
Well, here's what I like, Charlotte. It sounds like you don't have any regrets, like Anderson, about the guys you've dated in the past. You're saying that actually they weren't such great guys.
Right.
So maybe your picker was broken as well. But looking at it with fresh eyes, I think that maybe you're going to make some better choices now because you sound very self-aware. But I think that the reason why, and I got to tell you, I can relate to this. This was me. I am Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Charlotte is me. I was very much like this, moving on from one to the next.
Right.
I was like, I didn't know that.
It worked
normal.
Out for you because you talk about relationships and whatnot for a living. So the more experience, the better. So you can, you know, pull on a lot of different experiences
you've had
in past
relationships. I started,
but Charlotte doesn't want to waste a bunch of time.
Don't waste time like me.
With
this
the wrong guys.
I started the show to figure it out. Right. So I think there's also very very confusing messages to women these days. Like, we feel like we can't be vulnerable and let a person into our lives fully without, like, not being seen as, like, independent and strong.
It's funny because that's always been the deal with guys, right? And
we're
trying to let guys know that, hey, it's okay to let, you know, somebody in, and therapy is not necessarily it was a pejorative to say that you need therapy back in the day, right? For a guy, it's like, but at the same time, women are coming up on the other side trying to prove that they're strong, right? So I think that
it's very,
you guys, yeah,
no, it's really tough now, the roles too, because, you know, we're told that, like, if we're a strong woman and we're, you know,
you don't need help.
Yeah, we don't need help. And then that's confusing to men who are, like, in the role of caregiver. And so all of that's really messed up right now and confusing for all the messages. But I think that you're aware of this, and that's great. And the other thing I was going to say, there's one thing I was going to say about this is that also when the honeymoon stage, when it does start to fade, which it will, everyone, I want you all to know it's going to happen. We're not told that. Like, I was like, oh, this is so boring. But if you're with somebody and you can be vulnerable about it and talk about it, like, you'll realize that, like, there is some really great things to come after it's over. I mean, when that's ending and you can kind of work on it, and that's when you go deeper and go stronger.
Right, you get to know the person
and sometimes
more.
It might not even be your person, but even maybe you're dating someone now and you just started. It's a really interesting, this is kind of how I learned as well. When I got those urges to leave, I actually stayed. And I would stay a little longer.
Yourself.
Oh, yeah. I was in therapy at the time. Uh-huh. And she was like, just stay. And I was always like, oh, you're going to tell me to stay with every guy. I was like really annoyed. I was like, saw the same therapist for like years. And I was like, and every time, like, sure enough, like, they weren't my guy, but I learned a new lesson.
These poor guys had no idea they were on borrowed time. They're almost like an exercise through your therapist.
No, but it was, you know, I'm telling you, therapy is just, it's a great thing. It's a great learning.
And one last thing on the therapy front. Because I know that it's hard. I am guilty of it. I've never seen a therapist. My dad was one, and I have a huge problem with therapists and whatnot. But I know a lot of people.
For that for you right now.
I know a lot of people
so
will get something
that for you.
And to Charlotte, I know it's going to be hard to, you know, it's a whole thing. Like, you got to find one. You got to figure out if your insurance covers it. You got to figure out if you have enough money for it. It's an added expense. You got to find the right one. Sometimes you have to go to like one, two, or three. All of that is going to be worth it in the grand scheme of things rather than wasting more years of your life with the wrong guys, or worst case scenario, your entire life never finding the right person. So
exactly.
It's a worthwhile investment. I don't practice what I preach, but I've seen therapy do wonders.
Yeah. And so I think that is a really good point for people. I think there is sort of this barrier to even
a barrier, yeah.
But you asked for some materials. I love, even though you're not married, but The Passionate Marriage, Keeping Love and Intimacy Alive in Committed Relationships by David Sharnark, S-C-H. NARCH. It's a great book. Also, I love the sabbatical book that Celeste and Danielle wrote called Making Love Real, because there might be some inner child stuff you got to work on here, like daddy stuff. I love all the sabbatical
but
stuff.
Don't use that as an out. The self-help
don't
books
just read
aren't
the books.
Going
they
to.
Don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not
if self-help
fix
books work, you should have seen when I moved the first time, like in my, I think I was 30, I had literally, like, I had a garage sale, and I probably had, like, 200 right. self-help books. Like, what color is your
parachute? I know people that read nothing but self-help books, and they're really fucked up. Right. Now, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the reason why they're buying self-help books is because they're fucked up to begin with. But they don't. They make you more aware of the different parts that
Absolutely.
Need fixing, but
you can't
fix them. I
don't regret reading any of those books.
You can't fix them on your own.
On your own. Often, yeah, exactly. So keep going with this. I like it.
Good luck, Charlotte.
Good luck, Charlotte. Let us know. I want people to let us know how things go after. Email us. Okay. Hi, Emily. I love the show. It's such a refreshing view on all things sex because here in mostly rural Texas, the very conservative ideas on sex are sometimes unbearable. So, my situation. My wife and I have been together for 7 years, and I was not a player before I met her. I was of the mindset that if I had sex with someone, I needed to be with that person, which has hindered great relationships in the past. Now, I don't see monogamy like I used to. I'm also way less religious than before. I believe that you can love more than one person romantically, but there is no way my wife would be up for a polyamorous marriage. I would love to have sex with other people, but that would ruin what I have now. Mm-hmm. And I do truly love my wife and want to be with her. Am I just stuck and should I let these feelings go or get on with the marriage so I can experience something else? Get out of the marriage so I can experience something else. Thanks for all you do, Eddie.
Classic. Eddie, classic. This is a classic
right?
problem.
This is like best up. This yeah. is a classic. Like this is like what I get asked probably
this
more often than anything.
This is why you gotta sow the oats, right? You gotta play the field.
I don't even know, though, Anderson.
Regrets. Eddie's got regrets, and he's still got, like, a wild hair.
Do you know how many guys I know who sowed so many oats they could have
You're always
going to
have
farm?
A few regrets.
Yeah, no, but they still, he's 7 years into the relationship, so Eddie can fall back on, I didn't sleep with enough chicks. There's a lot of guys who are like, oh, my God, all those girls I slept with were so much better than my wife. So I don't think sowing the oats is the answer. I think that what Eddie's got to do is, Eddie, you got to work on your current relationship with your wife. I mean, yes, that is... I agree that that's part of it.
It sounded like he had some religious issues, and he followed, and he thought, like, I'm not going to bang until I'm married or until I think this person's going to be my wife.
True.
So it sounds like he had very little contact.
Right.
And now he's, like, left God, and he's got a wife, and he wants to bang others.
No, I get it. You're right. I guess not so. I mean, in the sense of, it's different for a lot of, everyone's got different roots of their angst around commitment and being monogamous, but you're right. If you don't sow the oats, that could come back to bite you in the ass.
Balls.
First thing I would say, Eddie, you love your wife. You love where you're at. I would say you got to work on the relationship with her right now and not to just go off and leave her because you want to go sleep with a bunch
There's
of
other
chicks.
There's no better time to have this feeling right now, Eddie, than this point in our...
7 years in?
No, this part, like in the world, 2016, with the amount of porn that you satisify yourself with, right?
Yeah.
It's only going to get better, too, with the... all the technology virtual that's reality. Coming. Yeah, it's going
to
go
insane.
Can I tell
you about my virtual reality experience? I'll have to tell you later, but... virtual reality sex.
Was his name Enrique? Because that was really real.
I don't think crazy that he, I think that he wants, I mean, I think that Eddie wants more exciting, consistent with his wife right now. And since you haven't been with anyone else, maybe you kind of settled into a routine that you kind of got to go in, work on this relationship before you're ready to throw it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you might want to have multiple partners, but I think you just might want more intimacy and better sex with your wife right now.
Most guys do. Right?
No.
I mean, on paper, I would, on paper, like, it'd be great if, like, you know, there's like three or four other women that, you know, but I don't want that because I know what it would do to the relationship.
Right.
I know that it would ruin what I've built and what I have with my wife. So,
right.
But it's totally natural, Eddie, for you to want to still have that urge because it's inborn. It's in our DNA. We can't help
right.
it.
Right. So let's take all of this, like, sexual awakening that you're having right now with, like, you know, you're not as religious anymore and, you know, you're kind of thinking more about sex and then channel that towards intimacy and sex with your wife. So open up the lines of communications with her. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume you've never talked to her about this. I'm going to assume that you guys have not had a lot of really constructive conversations around sex, and you might be surprised that she feels the same way.
Careful, Eddie. What? A lot of landmines.
Not about opening it up. About like, hey, babe, our sex, like all the things I say on the show, like, let's talk about sex. Like, I think about you. God, I worked today. I was thinking about how hot you are, and I thought, you know what would be really cool? Like, let's, I don't know, Eddie, what kind of fantasies do you have? Like, let's go on a little vacation together. Let's take a night at a hotel together. Let's watch some porn together. She's probably not into porn. I don't know. Talk about your fantasies. Tell her that you think you guys should listen to the podcast together. You know how many couples email me that they listen together? And because it's hard to talk about it.
Not this one, though, Eddie.
Don't listen to this one because she's going to know that you're out. But like, listen to the next one. If you have, or you could even bookmark some shows and be like, fast forward. You're like, right. Have her listen to it because she probably hasn't as much experience either. And sometimes a simple act of just like talking about it can get you both excited, invigorated. We've been getting more and more emails like this though, Anderson. I know. You even looked at me and said, wow, really? But mostly men, I think that they're seeing the rise in polyamorous relationships everywhere. And they think it's kind of like a get out of marriage free card. And that is not the answer. I'm telling you, polyamory is not the answer. And if you're having like some kind of existential marriage crisis, it doesn't mean that like, oh, and then I'll sleep with all these women. That's going to be the quick fix. It does not work like that. I don't know at what level you're, you know, because when you get polyamory, you have to be a strong foundation.
Polyamory is it's like the albinos answer. Of relationships. But they're so rare. It's very, very rarely works, right?
Right. I mean, you know, it's a whole different. You guys are not there. And I'm just going to say that I don't know what level your wife is at. I've had a lot of men.
Yeah, a lot of this hinges on the wife. We don't know anything about the wife.
Maybe she is still very religious. Maybe she's never talked about sex. Maybe she's never masturbated.
If she is really religious, that could be a good reason to get out of the relationship. Like, hey, you know what? We've just grown apart. You still love God. I'm out. I'm
trying to get Eddie to leave.
Well, I mean, if he has to go down that road later. That could be you got to find some common ground.
Here's the problem. Is that a lot of people who do enter this in young or with, you know, religion that they just, first of all, there's not a lot of information out there about sex. If she's not, you know, reading or watching porn or looking for it, she's not going to know. And she's going to think that sex is just how sex is with him. And so there's got to be a way to like just start being like, I want to make sure that you're enjoying the sex that we're having. Like, what can I do? She might have never, like, you might be starting at square one, but there's, again, that book, Making Love Real, the Somatica book by Celeste and Danielle is a great like tool that couples can read together.
So what you're telling Eddie is just put all of his energy into his wife.
Thank you. First. Direct it all into that basket.
And you know, if that doesn't work out, then maybe you do got to find some. What I would also suggest is don't, you know, go down really far down this road with her. It doesn't sound like they have kids yet. Don't go, you know, thinking that this might not work. Know that there's some chinks in the armor in your relationship. And before you have kids, don't figure it out. Do what Emily's telling you. Put a bunch of energy into it. Try and fix it.
But
and
have a timeline on it. If they don't, because then years go by.
You only got one life, probably.
Right. You only have one life. And probably. I would say that this has to be your top priority. Because when sex becomes an issue in a relationship, it becomes everything.
Yes.
When sex isn't an issue in the relationship, it's not of concern. But when take this.
Sex is the battery of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nice. Yeah. Hey, Emily.
Is that why the Energizer Bunny is a bunny? That's why he's a bunny. Because they bang all the time.
They do bang all the time. That's
banging
so interesting.
Like bunnies.
God, we're figuring out so much.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily. I just started listening to your show during the summer. I'm obsessed. Ooh. It's definitely helped me out in the bedroom, solo and with others. Mm-hmm. I've been having amazing sex and great communication with my partner. I'm wondering your thoughts about period sex, specifically cunnilingus during that time of month. I've had an array of partners, one of whom refused to have sex with a condom while I was on my period. It made me feel awful with a condom while I was on my period. It made me feel awful. I've also had partners that have been down to go down any time of month. It's a bit messier. Totally worth it for both of us. I wanted to know what you think about it and any tips for sex during a woman's period. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jenny, age 20, Portland. Why are you making a face, Anderson?
I'm thinking about something else.
Period sex is a personal preference, first of all, for women and men. Some women are like, I do not want to be touched. I don't want to have sex. Some women get really turned on that time of month. And same with men. There's some men who are like, I'm not into it. What, are you not into it, Anderson?
There are sex of religious sex that actually, I'm not saying sex, I'm saying C-S-E-C-T-S, that actually when the woman's
like
on
the red
period,
tent. Right.
She has to like leave the house.
Right, I know. Judaism.
I think it's part of your
Orthodox, yeah.
I know too much about physiology. I was in advanced physiology and, worked on Loveline all those years. And I know exactly what's going on with that blood. It's not like it's just magical blood that's appearing. I know that it's like the inner uterus wall sloughing off and escaping out of the vagina.
So
it's horrifying. No. It's
so you
terrifying.
Just avoid like the plague. Okay. So you're a grown man.
I'll have sex, but I'm not going to grovel down there.
Okay. And so let me tell you, Mike's thing.
I mean, think about it. Like if one of my organs inside of my body was like sloughing off once a month and bleeding out of an orifice, would you want to like go slurp? It's horrifying.
It's interesting. I don't know. Probably not. If I'm really into it, I don't know. You just do it. You just put some blowjob spray in your mouth.
Nothing wrong with, you know, I'm not saying anything.
This is what I want to say. You're never going to force a guy to get over the blood if he's not into it. You're just not. Like Anderson, he's already made up his mind.
But
your
I'll
best
have sex.
Bet, Yeah, you'll have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have sex.
I'm not going to deny.
Right. So you're saying you're not going to have oral sex.
Yeah, the idea of, what do they call it? Getting your red wings, it's just no.
Oh, because it's on your face?
Yeah, that's what they call it. I don't like it.
So, I mean, your best bet, let him know right before that you do have your period. And some guys aren't into it. Doesn't mean he's not into you. As far as oral sex, it's funny. I've had the same thing. I've had guys who were like, great, let's take a shower. And guys who were like, rip out my tampon with their mouth. Mm. And Madison's just rolled her eyes in the back of her head. That sounds really gross, but I'm telling you. What? No, he like took it out. It was the last day of my period, probably, I think. But what?
It just reminded me of 50 Shades of Grey. Wasn't that like one of the...
Was it?
I think that was like one of the really hot, like sexually evolved things that Christian Grey did, is he like sensually took her tampon out.
Was that in the book?
I remember reading it and being like...
I don't remember
it
that.
It wasn't in the movie.
Sounds sensual. I think it wasn't in... It wasn't in the movie.
I don't think it was
in the
movie.
I think they like took out a lot of the raunchier stuff.
Anyway, 50
Shades
my guy...
fucked up.
Can you...
I hate that movie so much.
Come back again.
I cackled. I was cracking
so
up.
Bad.
Dude, I was in the bathroom laughing during that movie with Susan Pinsky.
Why were you in the bathroom?
Because it was so funny. I was like, and I didn't find him hot.
What's going on? You were in the bathroom during,
The movie? I was at the movie. I went to the premiere. I hosted a party.
Oh, and then you left. That's right.
And then Susan, I was there with Susan Pinsky, came and Drew. But Susan and I went to the bathroom. We're like, he's not even cute. I didn't think he was cute.
During the movie, you guys were in there talking.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys go to the bathroom together all the time. What is that? Why do you guys, ladies, do that?
We're pulling each other's tampons out with our teeth. okay, so here's the thing about period sex is that if it feels good to you and you want to have sex and you're with a partner, you still have to wear a condom. I know a lot of people think you can't get pregnant during sex. Mm-hmm. You can, mm-hmm. and you might. So
during
wear
your
it.
Period, yes.
During your period. What did I say? During your partner.
During sex.
During
a lot of people don't think they can get
during
pregnant during
and
sex.
And you can. A lot of women are a lot more turned on, a lot hornier during
hormones.
The period. So I get it. And so really, you just have to kind of, it's different with every part. I have some guys who are like, let's get in the shower, like I said, and some guys are whipping out. So give them time. You know, and I also was going to say it's a maturity thing that I think some guys, you're young, she's 20, so some guys might freak out, but Anderson's a grown man.
It's not a maturity thing with me. And there was a time in my life where it didn't bother me at all, but the more I learned, so it's actually, maturity thing made me more turn off, which is the opposite of what
right.
you're saying.
Okay.
Not turned off. I mean, I love my
wife. I
get
it. You got more information. Whatever. But here's the other thing about oral sex is that maybe, like, I personally wouldn't want a guy to go, I think it was probably like the last day of my period. You know what? Like I think when I'm really I don't want a guy to be
right.
Sticky.
You just don't sound,
I don't,
you don't
want
feel
it.
Fresh, right?
No, I don't feel that. I have that not so fresh feeling.
Right.
But here's
plus it's
the thing,
way more moist.
The amazing thing is the clitoris. Why are you saying that word? The clitoris, 8,000 nerve endings high. That part is totally fine.
Totally workable.
You
yeah.
can play. He
that's
can
up
use
above.
His fingers.
Right.
Use lube. Sometimes you're more lubricated that time of month. You could use your toys.
You just don't go down to the basement.
Sex does not have to be shut down, and certainly sex isn't either. And I know like the first day or two of my period, I don't want sex, but I'm fine with like foreplay and all that. Sex in the shower. If penetration is painful, so great to go or like messy for you or even painful, take it in the shower and like use, I love, so you know,
the
sport
wand.
Sheets, they make all those cool, all the Velcro restraints.
Right,
they have a line called Sex in the Shower and they make all these really cool toys for it. Like they have a vibrating mesh sponge. It's like a loofah. It has a little vibrator in it. They have these suction cup handles that go on on the thing so you don't fall down. Like it's fun. Like they'd be like suction handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
Have some fun in the shower.
If you don't live in California, those are great tips.
Why?
Drought.
Okay, you could be a quickie. sex, you can turn the water off.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, you can go in your little sex dungeon in the shower.
Right, and so sex positions, many women also, she just wanted some tips. So I'm just going to give her some tips. Some women experience pain in their cervix, tenderness during their period, so that can make sex uncomfortable. So you can do spooning and missionary are great positions for when you're having sex. So it sounds like deep and hard. It's like, I know during mine, like I can't do certain positions, or I'm like, ugh.
Right.
Also, foreplay, this is a great time, not just for him. Guys are like, great, blowjob week. You
everything
know?
But.
Okay, for your foreplay, everything but foreplay can be so hot because your hormones, actually this time of month when you have your period, are in overdrive. Mm-hmm. Your hormones are like, you know, you might find it easier to orgasm from touch or penetration.
You might find it a lot easier to get very angry for no reason.
Exactly, yes. That too, and really hungry and really angry. And also, when you have that anticipation from foreplay, that's going to build your arousal. And so your partners might not be into oral sex, but you can have them like tease your nipples, your inner thighs, all that stuff, use a toy. So that's my advice. My advice is just see how it goes with your partner and see what you're comfortable with. But not everyone's going to be into it, and don't judge system, because I used to be like, what's he, you know, I get it. Some guys are, some guys aren't. I'm fine with whatever. You can have
but
sex.
But if it's all in the way they react, like, you know, like even knowing what I know and having like talking to you about it, there's no way if I was like in a new relationship, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck no, that's disgusting.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, we'll figure
no,
something out.
No, I had some guy who was totally OCD, and like the second, I'm like, I have a period. He's like, whoop. And he like literally like threw me out of his bed.
Threw
and
you out.
Like he like, I literally think he
like assaulted
wrote,
you.
Like stop, like what is it? Duck, drop, and roll. What's it when there's a fire?
Stop, drop, and roll.
He literally like rolled me off
like,
his bed.
Like earthquake was occurring.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And he was like, take a shower. You're dirty. I'm like, oh,
what
really?
The
like,
fuck? Did so he have long tendrils and a beard?
No, he was.
He
just
wasn't
like,
a rabbi.
He wasn't a rat. No, God, no, he wasn't a rabbi. He's like, let's get in the shower, and he was like so like OCD, cleaning like everything in his life.
Yeah.
I was like, that's why.
That guy's like a pain in the
blood.
Ass.
Yeah. It didn't last.
Red
long.
Sheets, black sheets, and red sheets are also good
yeah.
for that time.
Also, put a towel down.
Yes.
Put a towel down.
Put a towel down. No big deal. Just put a
towel
down.
Right.
But and don't get angry at the guy if he doesn't want to go down there and, you know, right. spend
and
a
And also,
bunch of time.
Here's the other thing. Self-love during this time, orgasms, relieves biochemicals, mm-hmm. so it can also take away your menstrual cramps.
Nice.
How about that?
Right.
That and a little Advil. You're all good. So is that all we got time for today? Oh, Anderson's got to get
what?
To some
I'm sorry,
podcast.
Guys. You know, I got here and I saw a lot of, we did a lot of baby talk. I apologize.
I hope, yeah, you had to
get
pictures
across.
Of the baby.
You
pretended to care. And
think
get
from
cute.
Hollywood to West LA. It's like 3 miles away. So that makes at least 45 minutes. I got to go. Right?
See ya.
Yeah.
Okay. Love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for
Anderson.
Having me.
Thank you for being here. I love it.
Happy
I
holidays.
I hope your car's okay. Happy
Thank
holidays
you.
To you, too.
Thanks.
Hope I'll see you. I'm coming over.
Yes.
I mean, say,
and we're getting together
it.
For that brunch soon, too. So that'll be exciting and fun. Yes.
Oh, my God. So excited.
Yes.
Brunch with Emily. Thank you to the listener who bought the brunch for Anderson's
Melvin?
Film.
Mervin? Melvin. I'm talking to him soon. Yes. I've already
okay.
talked to him about this. Yes.
So excited to brunch with you. I love you all. I love you, Anderson. Thank you to my amazing team. Thank you, Madison and Eddie and Jamie. And thank you, Lori. And thank you, Ken. I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. Feedback at sexual. I just returned from an amazing trip to Europe where I had the honor of helping to launch the latest innovation for my good friends at WeVibe, the all-new Sync. And let me tell you, it was the buzz of the show. Get it? The buzz of the show? Okay, anyway. The Sync is the latest evolution of the WeVibe, the world's best couples toy. For those that aren't familiar, let me back up. Okay, the original WeVibe is a C-shaped toy that women actually wear during intercourse so both partners can enjoy the vibrations. It provides clitoral and G-spot stimulation at the same time and connects to a smartphone app, no hands necessary. The new Sync keeps the familiar C-shape and also shares the dual motors and multiple functions of the earlier models, but adds some great new features that will blow your mind. First up, those dual motors, even more powerful. The new remote now provides full control over the vibration intensity and pattern. And get this, the free WeConnect smartphone app has been updated to allow real-time pattern changes and more, meaning you just drag your fingers to control the vibrator as you're using it. It's so easy. But the biggest innovation is the Sync's ability to adjust and lock into position, meaning one size truly fits all. I mean, it will hit all your hotspots. If you haven't tried a WeVibe before, you need to try the new Sync. I mean, trust me, you will love it, and you can thank me later. To order yours today, simply click on the Sync banner on my website or visit WeVibe. That's WeVibe.com and use code Emily at checkout. Okay, guys, turn your volume down for the next minute. I need to tell the lady something. Go ahead, trust me. It's for your own good. All right, ladies, it's just us now. And I have news for you. Your guy loves to masturbate. Hey, it's natural, healthy, and necessary. Let him know that not only are you cool with it, but that you really want him to enjoy it too. Surprise him with the number one selling toy for men, the Fleshlight. Fleshlight's toys feel so real that they are truly the next best thing. They have models created for every preference you can think of. Models that are perfect for travel, and one of our favorites, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended sleeve that we like to call the hand job helper. And don't think your guy is the only one who will benefit from a Fleshlight. Their famous stamina training unit is all about helping guys learn to last longer in bed. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you really want to turn him on with a Fleshlight. It'll be a surprise he won't forget. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner right now.